One, two, three. Welcome to Security Guy Radio. It is 2016. What's your name, sir?
This is Frank Bradley from CapIndex.
Give us your website.
CapIndex.com.
Now, I don't say this very often. This is one of my favorite products ever. Why? Because you're one of the few companies that's gone from old school to new school. It's the same data. It's just as good, right? But you've modernized it, and I just think it's outstanding. So tell us what you guys do.
Well, we certainly have modernized it, and what the beauty is that we started nearly 30 years ago, and we've built our model then, and we've built upon it every year since, so our data gets better and better year after year. Primarily, what we do at CapIndex is we forecast the risk of crime. We don't report on historic crime data, though we do utilize that as part of our methodology in terms of scoring and validating the predictive scores that we provide to businesses primarily, but also security consultants, legal professionals, and others people interested in knowing the risk of the crime at an address-specific level.
Now, what was cool about this back in the day, it was a map, which gave people a visual. We weren't visual back then. We didn't have computers. We weren't as visually oriented as a society, but you were one of the few products that, at a glance, I could say, not going into that red zone today, probably not a good place to start my business or something
exactly
like that.
Right.
Have you changed your methodology at all about how you compile the data and make the analysis?
Well, since day one, we were built on the theory of social disorganization.
Okay.
It's clearly stating that there's a direct correlation between the disorganization in a neighborhood, social disorganization neighborhood, and the ability to predict crime and loss within that neighborhood. And the growth since then, we've taken on additional criminologists on our team. Our founder, Dr. Robert Filio from the University of Pennsylvania, came up with the original methodology, but now our criminologist and VP of Criminal Intelligence Analysis, Basha Petraska, also a master's grad from UPenn as well, keeping close to home, helps us build and validate with additional social, economic, demographic predictors. So over 150 different variables we take into account, which has grown from the original about 30 predictors that we were able to ascribe to specific types of crime. So based on the demographic information of a geography like this, we're able to say, what's that population data? And based on that population, things like educational levels, housing value, population density, we're able to ascribe scores that correlate with specific types of crime and overall crime risk so that we can look at this area, this whole area of a map. So individual census tracts are scored based on that, those legal inhabitants. This particular one here, this 862, that means it's 8.62 times the national average for a crime to occur within that census tract.
And that's right across from the White House.
USA.
This is an actual map, right?
This is the actual map of the White House.
X marks the White House.
The White House is right here in this nice green census tract. But this talks about, you know, the journey of crime and as well back to the theory of social disorganization. The White House, not many legal inhabitants, just a handful living there, sure.
Oh, yes.
Not many reported crimes going on, a few fence hoppers, but besides that, and then you would look at, say, the score over here, that's nearly a 700. So that's seven times the national average for a crime to occur there. But you would say back to me, well, why isn't there more crime occurring there? Well, the crime is basically because there's probably some tough housing, a lot of crimes, burglary, robberies going on in some of these red pockets with the stoplight analogy. But the office of the president obviously is a tall task, so they put extreme countermeasures, but they also assess this risk. They know the neighborhood risk. They know that neighborhood, and that's why they have specific security countermeasures in place, and that's how people use our data in the same way. Whether you're a retailer, you're a security consultant, a utility, across the board, mostly people with many doors, but even down to the individual, how can you objectively assess risk with the CAP score?
Now, what's interesting is you got some pink there next to the White House and some yellow, very close, so it's not all green. Right. And I think it was interesting how you hit on the fact that not a lot of occupants in that area.
Yep.
So it's not just we had five robberies over here, therefore we're going to have five more. It's based on population, some serious algorithms and thinking and processing on this, right?
Now,
I can go online and I can find crime map this and crime map that.
Sure.
And there's a bunch of little pop-ups that say, look, here's all the guns and robberies and burglaries.
Yeah,
and
nice tools.
Right. Now, that's just kind of raw data, isn't it? This is just, here's how many happened. That doesn't really tell me if it's going to happen or could happen. Differentiate your product from those things.
Chuck, you hit the nail on the head right there. That's a historic record of the crime. It's much like the FBI UCR data. Sometimes they release that, 2 years after the fact?
Oh, two years, wow.
Yeah, it could go that far. So even historic police data, it's kind of like, think about the analogy of the weather forecast. We're in Orlando. We're lucky enough to be in Orlando this event, but it's probably about 90 degrees. It's probably a chance of rain. Easier to forecast here in Orlando, I presume. But just because last year at this time, maybe there was a cold front going through and it was 70 degrees and completely dry and low humidity, this date last year, that doesn't give you the ability to predict what the weather is today, this year, at this location. You need to take in additional factors. What's the barometer? What's the humidity? What is your map pattern telling you is going to happen? So what is the prediction of what that weather forecast will be? Same analogy applies to our map as opposed to just historic crime records. Just because a crime of passion may have occurred, a robbery occurred at a convenience store on this corner on this night, doesn't mean it's going to happen again next year on that same night. But the probability of a crime occurring at that convenience store could be based and is based on those legal inhabitants. Who are those? Many ways, same as the same distance that pulls your customers is probably where you're going to be pulling your criminal activity as well.
Now, most people don't go print copy. Most people don't go mapping. It's all digital. I suppose you have a digital offering of this too,
of
right?
Of course.
But that map on the wall, that's a powerful thing. How often is that updated? Do I need a new map every 6 months, every year? How does that work?
So we update our data one time a year.
Okay.
So we get new census data from our third-party providers, so census data for the entire U.S., U.K., and Canada, which allows us to update our model. And then we score and validate that model off of 30 years worth of building networks with local police jurisdictions that share their incident reports, as well as many client loss incident records. We have a pretty extensive client portfolio in which they share their data because we build custom risk models with them. So that's additional really rich incident data that we, again, score and validate. It's not what we build the model with because, again, that's the socioeconomic demographic predictors, but to score and validate it is really nice to have those incident records.
This is a great product. I'm going to show it on my show when I get my new studio set up. I'm going to have one of these maps in the background. I'll show everybody how it looked. It's really, really cool. CAPS, does it stand for Crimes Against Person?
And Crimes Against Property.
And Property. Oh, either
yes,
one.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Very clever. Very clever,
yep.
You guys.
We've been around for a while, so we were the first one to jump on that.
What's your website?
It's capindex.com.
And your name one more time?
Frank Bradley.
Frank, thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio. This is a great product, everybody. I've literally had this in the studios, going back 15, 20 years we were using it. And at the police departments, we had these as well.
Sure,
and
absolutely.
And that goes back, as long as you've been in business, I've been looking at these maps. These are really great. One of my favorite products here at AS is 2016 Orlando, one of my favorite products of all time, I must say. So thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Thanks, Chuck.
All right. That was beautiful.